Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jai Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunjavihari. Gopijana Bhalava. Jaya Giribaradhari. Jaya Gopijana Bhalava. Jaya Giribaradhari. Gopijana Bhalava. Jaya Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunjavihari. Gopijana Bhalava. Jaya Giribaradhari. Jaya Giribaradhari. Gopijana Bhalava. Jaya Giribaradhari. Jaya Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunjavihari. कला कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य आशुतोषतरशत श्रीमाधी डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य आशुतोषतरशत श्रीमाधी डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथराशिमं भागवतं कि निताई गौरा प्रेमनंदी। ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू शिशि गुरु अंशि गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Summon Bonon, Chapter 2, entitled Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna in the Womb, text number 20. Tam bhikshakam sa pravajati tantaram virocha jantim bhavanam suchismitam ahai same pranaharo harir guham Druvansito janta purejan idrishi tam bhikshakam sampravajati jitantaram virocha jantim bhavanam suchismitam आहाय समे प्राणहरो हरिर्गुहं ध्रुवं श्रितं जन्नपुरे जन ईदृशी। प्लीज चंद Tanu Her Devaki Bhiksha after seeing Kamsaha, her brother Kamsa, Prabhaja, with the enhancement of her beauty and influence, Ajita Antaram, because of keeping Ajita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu within herself, Virocha Jantin, illuminating Bhavanam, the whole atmosphere of the house, Suchi Smitam, smiling and bright and brilliant. Aha said to himself, Esaha, this Supreme Person, me, my Pranaharaha, who will kill me, Harihi, Lord Vishnu, Guham, within the womb of Devaki, Dhruvam, certainly, Sritaha, has taken shelter, yet, because, Na, was not, Pura, formerly, Ijam, Devaki, Idrishi, like this. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yeah. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was within her womb, Devaki illuminated the entire atmosphere in the place where she was confined. Seeing her jubilant, pure, and smiling, Kansa thought, quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is now within her, will kill me. Devaki has never before looked so brilliant and jubilant. End of quote. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Quote, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. End of quote. In this age, at the present moment, there are inordinate discrepancies in the discharge of human duties. Human life is meant for God realization, but unfortunately, the materialistic civilization is stressing only the senses of the body, not understanding the living force within the body. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin Yata Dehe, within the body is the body's proprietor, the living force, which is more important. But human society has become so fallen that instead of understanding the living force within the body, people have become busy with external things. This is a discrepancy in human duties. Therefore, Krishna has taken birth or taken shelter within the womb of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Men of Kansa's class, therefore, are very much afraid and are busy trying to stop this movement, especially in the Western countries. One politician has remarked that the Krishna conscious movement is spreading like an epidemic, and that if not checked immediately, within 10 years it may capture governmental power. There is, of course, such potency in the Krishna conscious movement. As stated by the authorities, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 17:22, Kali Kale Name Rupe Krishna Avatar, In this age of Kali, Krishna has appeared in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading like wildfire all over the world. And it will go on, and it will go on doing so. Men who are like Kamsa are very much afraid of the movement progress and acceptance by the younger generation. But as Krishna could not be cured by Kamsa, this movement cannot be checked by man of Kamsa's class. The movement will go on, increasing more and more, provided the leaders of the movement remain firmly Krishna conscious by following the regulated principles and the primary activities of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra regularly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana timurandasya jananjana shalakaja chaksur umilitam jana tasmai sri gurube namaha. Namo Vishnu padaya Krishna Prasya Uttare Shimate Rama Pada Swami Namo Vishnu padaya Krishna Prasya Uttare Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashati Adesatarine. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So, first I'd like to, at least for our guests, and in general, I'm sorry that you have to see my face in Srimad Bhagavatam 2 times in a row. I have to cover Saturday for the devotee who was supposed to give it. So, bear with me like that. Wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. And the qualities and the character of the demoniac people, especially demoniac leaders, it is pretty much very clearly delineated in the Bhagavad Gita. And in a nutshell, the demoniac character is extremely selfish. It's pretty much the epitome of the concept of me, what we call the ahamkara. I am, and this is mine. And people of extreme demoniac quality, that type concept is very, 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 very extreme and prominent. Innocent people that are influenced by this demoniac type of mentality have it in different degrees. Prabhupada explains that this selfishness can be expanded and expanded and expanded from being self-centered, you expand into, you know, my family, then my community, my country, my race, etc., etc. So you start to expand it like that. However, it's always self-centered. The demoniac civilization, they teach that our nature, our identity, our function is basically focused on trying to cover for my personal needs. It's about me. And that comes in conflict with the teachings of the principles of religion. Because in the principles of religion, actually, every religion teaches this, that our nature, identity, and function are based on, or are basically place in the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's not me center, but it's God center. And that creates a big conflict and rejection from a materialistic society. Materialistic society can live with religion. I mean, we see now modern days, Prabhupada is explaining that there's a discrepancy right now. It's an obvious discrepancy that this demoniac propensity or leadership is basically leading the world into further and further and further from this God-center type of society or, you know, culture. But they can live with religion as long as there's separation, isolation, basically. We are fine because, in general, religious groups, they sort of tend to isolate themselves. So, in most religions tend to have their communities, and they very much function within those communities. And the natural process of isolation happens because, you know, different values. So, for example, we see that in religious values and identities, you know, there are things. Yesterday I was speaking with this Unitarian Church group, and they came, you know, to the temple. So we spent time on questions and answers, and the part of the principles of celibacy, of chastity, you know, all the things that are part of religious teachings. We were discussing about that. And in one sense, when you have a society, a whole culture that is bombarded by sex, by violence, by hedonistic, basically, type of life of sense gratification, consuming and consuming for sense gratification, then to maintain a society, a group that have purity, certain values that encourage purity, is difficult. So in general, you have, so you know, groups that tend to try to follow these principles tend to isolate themselves. So we have examples like the Amish, we have examples of, you know, certain religious groups that they have their communities and they live, you know, there's Hasidic Jews and things like that, you know. The materialistic people does the same thing. It tends to be like that. So then, you know, you have, by the ideals, they tend to be by groups. So you have, right now, we're seeing conflicts with white supremacists, and they have particular way of seeing, and they, in one sense, you know, have to deal with the same sort of values conflicts with others. And like that, we can talk to so many. So as long as you have all these groups controlled and isolated, it's all fine. As long as they don't disturb the general function or the course that society goes in terms of trying to create a society that is fully centered on the self, on the person, me center, that is facilitating the me center by creating all kinds of facilities for sense gratification and pursuing the ultimate goal of a demoniac society, which is control nature, rule over nature. Because that's the constant struggle of a demoniac society, the position of being the supreme controller. And constantly they're facing with the conflict that nature, you know, is beyond them. So, but that is the goal, conquering nature. So therefore they want to be immortal, you know, the Kamsa Hiranyakashipu program. You know, want to be immortal, want to defeat death, want to defeat old age. You know, they want to have that position. Problem with the Krishna consciousness movement is that it's not supposed to be isolated. It's supposed to be out there. And that creates, that stirs and creates Prabhupada's place here, fear into the heart of the Kamsa-like type of people. We Saturday we're talking a little bit about that we're not a movement of, you know, being happy with our own purity or our own spiritual arrangement. We're not a movement of ghost of Bhajan Anandis. We're a movement of Goshti Anandis. We, you know, following Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And not only Lord Chaitanya's, it's the teachings of the Bhagavatam. We see Prahlad Maharaj, he prays, I want to be in the cities. I don't want to go to like to places, you know, that are pure and just practice my Krishna consciousness like that. I want to be in the middle of the cities where it's full with fools and rascals. Prahlad Maharaj language. Because I want, you know, she feels compassion for them. Want to free them from the suffering that they have. So this is a call. So the Krishna conscious movement becomes disruptive to the way of life of the demoniac. And especially when you see that the youth is being attracted to the Krishna conscious movement, then that's, you know, as long as it doesn't touch me, we're fine. I have the situation in my own family that I have this uncle. He likes to drink, you know, good-hearted fellow, but, you know, what's like that? Anyway, in one of those, every time he will see me, and, you know, was in this family reunions, he was a little drunk, and he always will come to me, you know, and embrace me and say how much he loved me, and that I'm very spiritual, and how inspiring it is, you know, like I'm so spiritual, you know, and so calm and blah, blah. And he will just embrace me and be with me like that. Everything was beautiful until my cousin became a devotee. And then, yeah, my cousin, you know, we were close, so she became a devotee. And she became initiated, and that was my uncle just went nuts. And then anymore, there was no more, you know, I love you so much. It was, you know, like, what am I doing to, you know, his daughter? So that's, you know, a common person, innocent. I won't say, you know, my uncle is a demon, you know, I actually love him, and he's a nice guy, but he lives in a demoniac society. His influence, what to speak of actual demons. They're there. They're out there who are in the position of leadership. And the persecution of the Krishna conscious movement was, especially here in America, was very strong during Prabhupada's times and extended all the way through the mid-90s. Right now, you don't see it so much because things have settled a bit in one sense. We're going to a different period in our Krishna conscious movements. For some of us who at least been there for, you know, the next, closely the next generation after Srila Prabhupada left, we're able to see still the persecution that was there. During Prabhupada's times was very strong. We read about it, that there was this very strong movement against the Krishna consciousness that were making all these claims that we were a dangerous cult. During that time, there were several incidents that also sparked this big paranoia. The whole mass suicidal thing of the followers of this fellow Jones, I can't remember what's his name, but in Guyana or something like that. Jim Jones, I think, no? Jim Jones, yeah. That so many people committed suicide just following this guy who was promised them to take him to heaven, you know, through something to do with, well, some crazy thing, anyway. So from this cult thing, they came, you know, they have this big deprogramming movement. The head of the deprogrammer was this crazy fellow, African-American fellow. You've seen the videos, no? He's a complete ignorant. It was like a, you know, anyway, very ignorant fellow from the South. And of course, he was not matched to the brilliant, you know, devotees, you know, Hiranyananda Maharaj and Balavanta Prabhu and, you know, who just like, you know, just flatten them. It's very fun to see. But of course, that doesn't derail this whole reaction, because it was not just the deprogrammers. The parents were very concerned. And because it was, you know, what the Krishna conscious movement brings is actually, yes, this understanding that there's something more, and that about our identity, the things that religious principles just remains under, you know, like a very well contained little communities that doesn't disrupt anyone, then here you go. These Hare Krishna people just converting kids from all the different places, you know, from all different religious and backgrounds all over the world, spreading and then taking, you know, converting people, especially young people, then that became a big thing. And that keep fueling that whole deprogramming thing. And not only the deprogramming thing, then it came, you know, all kinds of lawsuits, claims. They all were fought, and during Prabhupada's time, they all won. It was declared that the Krishna conscious movement is a bona fide religion, when it was trying to be put as a you know, cult, dangerous cult, here in America. But even then, because, you know, of the demoniac leadership, the demoniac control media, then the propaganda continued. And parents who were under, living in this demoniac civilization, paranoid, they keep, you know, fueling this sort of fear of being connected to this fear that was there. So we saw through the 80s, in Brooklyn, we have two devotees who were kidnapped. One was my godbrother, Kaliya Krishna Prabhu, and the other one was Janavi. She is the wife right now of Mahatma Prabhu, the famous Mahatma Prabhu, disciple of Dhanodhar Swami. Both of them got kidnapped mid-80s. And the kidnap was a kidnap. It was, you know, there they are. Kaliya Krishna was set up by his father and mother. Father, you know, wealthy people, Park Avenue, big, you know, anyway, wealthy people. And Kaliya, you know, beautiful person, very talented, well-educated, well-groomed, became a devotee and starting to do Sankirtan. Then he was in the street distributing books. The father freaked out because for him, Kaliya was supposed to be, you know, the one who's going to take over his business. You know, classical. He pays the deprogrammers. The mother was very nice lady. The father was very demoniac. The mother was nice, but, you know, she was sort of also bewildered. Invites Kaliya to her home, and then the deprogrammers were there, and they took him. And then what Kaliya narrates is that he was taken into some, put in a van, blinded, just like, you know, like you see in the movies type of thing, no? Blinded, and then drove out for hours, and then he landed in some home, in a room, the windows closed, and basically these people blasting him with music, you know, torture stuff, and movies and images, and then they put all these movies of, you know, how the cults, you get brainwashed and etc., the whole thing. So in one of those distraction things that he found, he was able to escape. And then he landed back in the temple. We get a call, you know, from Kaliya, and then we went to pick him up. And then comes a deprogrammer back to the Brooklyn temple with the father, big Italian guy, you know, some Middle Eastern guy, you know, big, you know, big neck, screaming obscenities and, you know, to all of us. Because, you know, when they came to grab him, then all the temple devotees just came out and we were surrounding Kaliya. And this guy went nuts. So, but, you know, he couldn't do anything because Kaliya was, you know, an adult. So that was that. Janava, similar thing. She was also kidnapped, but she was kidnapped in another way. She was just walking in the street, and then the van came, grabbed her and threw her in the van. You know, like one of those horrible things like that. And then same thing. She was able to escape, and you know, she went free like that. So this type of persecution we don't see so much now, but it was there. Now, we don't see here in America, but it's taking place in other, you know, in other places that later, say, Russia was very bad. I mean, like, at least right here, the government was a little more control. in more totalitarian type of regimes, it was very, very bad because the devotees were thrown in jail and torture. So like in Russia, the explosion of Russia started late 80s, 90s, that, you know, it just went explosive, you know. So many people were becoming Krishna conscious. So they were persecuted like that, very badly. There are some places we hear, you know, that in other parts of the world that devotees are persecuted. And as long as there's this expansion, then it's going to create some, it's going to rob some demons. In one sense, right now, we don't see it so much because after basically 3 decades of harassment, you know, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s was a lot of harassment with lawsuits. You know, things have calmed down. You know, we have, you know, successfully, by Krishna's grace, navigated on through all that. But now, there's much less expansion in terms, especially for Westerners. It's not the same, in the same, you know, of so many join, like it was in the 70s during Srila Prabhupada, and during the 80s was still mostly Westerners. The movement became more family oriented, especially when Indian families started to support the temple and take over the management of the temple, you know, and became more a family managed society, like that. The family was much strongly. And it was a natural sequence in one sense. But the dynamic outreach that was back then, especially converting or making devotees, especially in the Western, you know, Western devotees, became much slower. And now we start to pay much attention to that again. And in one sense, it's a natural progression, because although it was like wildfire before, it was burning also in devotees. So it was not burning, you know. So it was necessary, you know. Sometimes you see when you want to actually make the field, you know, if you're doing farming, if you want to make the field very, very good, you burn everything, you know. You burn all the things, and then the field becomes even more suitable for growing everything. So it was a necessary thing. But now, we still have to be out there. We still have to reach out. We still a movement that is meant to give Krishna consciousness to every single person. We have to do that. It's part of the DNA of our movement. It's a mission that we have. But now we have to make it in such a way that is a bona fide educational system. Sometimes we see right now even that some of our devotees don't trust us, the temple, with their children. Like, you know, when they come to youth college, you know, they are a bit nervous too that we're trying to get them to convince to join the Brahmachari ashram, the Brahmacharini ashram, like that. Because still we have the picture of the past that it was, you know, you just dedicate yourself to the preaching mission. Now we have to, we're creating more a sense of that preaching is part of our religion, and that everybody have to be very well prepared for that. But we also have to prepare our devotees for the future. And most devotees have to be prepared to be able to maintain a family in Krishna consciousness and to show by example. Because the idea is that, okay, we needed to actually create a movement. Now we have a movement. Now we have to show the example, the alternative to the world. How you can be happy in the world, how you can function with a God, how a God-centered society can function and can give an alternative that is viable, and not only viable, but is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do to actually be able to have a happy life, prosperous life in Krishna consciousness. So opposition will be there, but we have to be, we're learning to be more effective in one sense against, you know, that opposition. Because in one sense the opposition is intense, and this movement is meant, it's already predicted, Prabhupada says it in the purport, it's already predicted that it's going to take up the world. And this is just, we're living in the beginning of this time that is predicted that for 10,000 years there's going to be a golden age. We're just part of the dawn of that golden age within Kali Yuga. It's only a little more than 500 years of the 10,000. So it's just the beginning. The task that we have, our generation, is that we are setting the ground for this. It's almost like we're the pioneers under the direction of Srila Prabhupada, who it will be the preeminent acharya, or it is the preeminent acharya in Kali Yuga. And through his teachings, this golden age is ushered. And our part, assisting our generation, is assist Prabhupada to settle, to set this golden age for the future. And in doing that, we have a ticket back home, back to Godhead. And we can also have the opportunity to have a wonderful life, you know, even within these terrible times. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. I had a question.
Bring the volume a little bit, number two.
So I had a question about in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, it said that dhira adhira janapriyo, and how the six Goswamis were dear to the ruffians and also to the devotees. So how do we understand opposition in this case, since, as they say, the exemplary devotees, as the six Goswamis, they were dear to both the ruffians and, you know, the pious. So.
Yeah, that's the power of pure devotees, you know. they can disarm the demoniac and they can purify. You know, we see when you hear the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, you know, approaching Jaga and Madai, and how by his sweetness, I mean, Lord Nityananda, his innocent sweetness, when you hear the pastimes, you see, wow, you know, his heart is so sweet and so gentle and so kind that, you know, transform this most hideous, I mean, the top, like, some, you know, big time demons. I mean, Madai, just by observing, you know, how Lord Nityananda was dealing with Jagai after, you know, he was struck, he was converted at that time. He just saw, he was able to, you know, break through. And so that's their power. We don't. So with us, we have to avoid the demons in one sense, but we have to be intelligent too. We have to be prepared. And in one sense, you know, purity is the force. Prabhupada says that as long as we follow the principles that he has given us, the four regulated principles, and chant Hare Krishna regularly, we'll be equipped. So when we do that very seriously, we'll be equipped. And then we have to create an army of well-equipped devotees who are, you know, the example that we give in how we deal with demons is what people see and able to perceive. You know, we have to be perfect gentlemen. Prabhupada wants us to be like that. Very respectful people and tolerant and humble. You know, those are qualities that are utmost for us. You know, Trinarapisunichinatarapisaishunarada. Not being provoked when, you know, our false ego is being challenged. So with that example, then we can, you know, those who are not big time demons, they will see, oh wow, these people are, you know, they're not bad, they're good people. If they're able to say, to feel that these are good people, then we did a part, if it transformed them. Because their appreciation for a devotee is supriti. So, so we have to be equipped like that. Okay, yeah, they're coming. Talk to the phone.
I remember while I was reading, I think so once in the fourth canto, it was said that whenever Krishna makes such predictions of, you know, any prediction he makes, the devotee has to work very hard to make those predictions come true. So he makes those predictions just for us devotees to actually work hard to serve him.
Yeah, yeah. And Prabhupada says also, he gave us a big task. He said, you know, he did half, he left half for us. And the half is quite daunting, you know, establishing Vanashram, establishing actually an actual workable model of a society that is God-centered. Big task. We have to. Jai Baladev Prabhu. Keep it concise, Jai Baladev, so others can...
Hare Krishna Prabhu. This verse mentions... I mean, it's connected to all your points. Thank you for your class, first of all. But this verse particularly mentions that Devaki was effulgent and smiling because she was connected to the Lord. So Radhanath Maharaj in one lecture, he says something very beautiful. He says, Krishna means all attractive. And to the degree we're connected to Krishna, Krishna reveals himself through us. It's not that we become attractive, but we become a conduit of Krishna's attraction. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra arudani maya. This is my favorite analogy. Krishna says this body is a machine. And we see in our experience that when a computer is connected to its power source, it's attractive. And when it's disconnected from its power source, it's not attractive. But my question is regarding Govardhan Leela pastime. Now, if someone was to ask Indra, why are you so effulgent and so happy? He may say, because I'm connected to Krishna. But we see in that pastimes that he was only a good person and effulgent when he was in the spotlight. When Krishna was in the spotlight, he wasn't so effulgent. He was, of course, Krishna disguised himself. He was like, why are you listening to such a seven-year-old over me? And he disguised his pride, his envy as dharma. And so that's our situation. When we're in the spotlight, we're a good person. When someone else is in the spotlight, when we're honored, we're a good person, etc. So how does one distinguish between disguising one's envy as dharma, like Indra, or Durvasa disguised his envy as dharma, Ramachandrakan, their pride, we disguise it as dharma. So how do we distinguish that before Krishna really, you know, embarrasses us and humbles us? You know, so how does one go about that distinguishing, you know, whether I'm really connected to Lord or whether I'm connected to popularity, controllership, etc.?
We have to be introspective. It's just part of our process. Constantly introspective. And, you know, from the perspective of that, I have to constantly be analyzing where my consciousness is. Is it for Krishna's or is this for me? We find that constantly when we do service, when we give, you know, say for example, we like kirtan, you know, and then you find yourself at time, especially when you're just yourself and Krishna, it's very nice. You don't have, you're not a spotlight, you know, so you can actually get more, you know, I'm singing for you, Krishna. But when you're surrounded by so many devotees, especially when it's, you know, sometimes of the opposite sex, then there is a spotlight, then you start to, you know, oh, I'm doing very good, like that type of thing, you know, oh, the melody, you know, I'm going to change, you know, it can get like that. If we're introspective, we capture ourselves. What am I doing? You know, it's for Krishna. It's for Krishna. So, you know, we have to have that. We have to have a sense of where we're at. That's one thing. The difficult part is when we think, as you say, it's not disguising envy by dharma. It's that we don't see envy at all. We're not aware of our... We are in a denial in one sense of our weaknesses, and we see we have it all together. When we're in a denial, then is when Krishna will at one point just makes it very clear by exposing you, and that's when we get embarrassed. And it's great, it happened to all of us, you know, like, you know, big kirtan leader, and all of a sudden you forget the line, the melody, and then you start to sing out of tune or something, or a melody that, you know, doesn't go anywhere, no one can follow, and things like that, and big time kirtan leader, everybody, you know, you get exposed. So we have to be constantly introspective, constantly, to be able to progress. Yeah. Any other question? Karunanidhi Prabhuji.
Can you again explain that Goshti Nandi and Bhajananandi? That I could not catch. Goshti Nandi.
We spoke on Saturday of that, but in a short, is the Goshti Anandi is a preacher. Is taking Krishna consciousness into the world. The Bhajananandi is those who becomes more, is more internal, internal. So you go and have a personal bhajan. You focus on yourself and your personal bhajan. So we're the Sankirtan movement is a movement of Goshti Anandis. Yes.
I want to, 1 minute. Thing is that regarding that Prabhu, he said, no, dhira dhira jana priya priya karo nirmachare pijito. Means why this six Goswami mainly Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, they were worshipped. Because, you know, you can find then dhira adhira priya priya karo means they were making adhira persons to be dhira. That's the real meaning. Even Sanatana Goswami, you know, everybody, villager in Vrindavan, they used to approach him if any litigation, any things they have, or any problems to solve. So Sanatana Goswami, you know, used to solve them. So that is the real meaning of dhira dhira. Means they were favorite, means they are very favorable, means to everybody. And one more instance I'll tell you that in Chaitanya Lila, that when Mahaprabhu was approached by Bhattaris, then Bhattaris, you know, they tried to attack Mahaprabhu. And they gave someone in plate, first they put some meat product, meat, everything in a plate, and they offered to Lord Chaitanya. Then immediately one bird, big bird came and took and threw that plate in the head of their Bhattaris. So from this instance we can see how demons they act. But from this if you can see that how Lord Chaitanya shows that he remained silent. He didn't, he could have attacked them also with his, you know, weapon, everything, but thing is that, you know, he remained silent. That means a devotee has to be tolerant in certain cases. So they have to wait for the mercy of Krishna to act on demons.
One last question, Giridhari Prabhu.
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. All right. Krishna Archana, Matesh.
I was just reflecting on the picture you painted of a societal shift through its growth, referring to ISKCON. So the shift is such that the acceptance in the broader context is there, as you were describing. So I was just reflecting that the reaching out into the society because of the acceptance, in some sense, is greatly facilitated because the reaching out is within the structures that are existing within society, be it universities or, and I guess, yoga centers, etc. So it seems that that kind of acceptance actually is, within the broader context, is actually should facilitate the preaching thrust of our movement. So I was just reflecting on that.
Yeah, it was like that before too. I mean, we saw how creative Srila Prabhupada's disciples were in outreaching. You know, we have Mahabodhi Prabhu, who was part of the, you know, library program. We have the Radha Damodar Party, who was, you know, traveling with hundreds of brahmacharis just to the different colleges and festivals. So many ways, you know, they were doing more or less the same thing that we do in a much more smaller scale. And so as we keep doing that and growing and becoming stronger and doing the same thing, then when you start to have more people joining and being converted, that's when we're going to see again the opposition is going to pull out. It's like, you know, my uncle set up a thing. Everything was beautiful as long as, you know, you don't touch his family. But when you touch his family, then, oh, that's when, you know, he got really upset. So then we have to be ready. We have to be ready and better equipped with the experience that we have. So the equipped part is that we have to make it more like a bona fide institution of education that shows that we're doing something quite nice for society, you know, in terms of the things that are valued by society, which is, you know, people are more effective, happy, peaceful, you know, healthy, less stressed out, that type of thing. So we're showing that we can achieve that and at the same time be spiritual. We can be better workers. We can provide more for society. We can be better, you know, better administrators. We can have people that are much more equipped to succeed than what this world is providing for people. And, you know, we can show that in a much more organized way. And that's I think that's our task of our generation. Because as we grow again, you know, expand, because it's going to come very strongly, and you start to have, again, Westerners join, young people, people are going to get upset. Parents are going to be upset. I think Daryl was telling me that, Bakhtin Daryl, she was saying that, you know, her mother was a little, you know, concerned, you know, don't join a cult. No, man, it's not a cult. You know, come and meet the devotees, you know. But it's always that thing, you know, like, you know, brainwash and the thing is all, it's all there. So it's gonna come. All right. So thank you very much. Stop here. Garantarashiman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Difficulty.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna.